Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 9, you will hear stories from our 10th collection, Now or Never. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. One by One, Defying the Nevers, by Emily Rosen. Yesterday, my friend Beth came for a quickie visit, and as I walked out the door with her, she mounted her bike with a smiling toodaloo. Aha, said I to my ancient self. Good reminder, my bike. It's been sitting there with pancake tires for much too long. Time to get moving on it again. But oh, the lagging path between words and actions. Other people do yoga, meditation, mindfulness exercises, acupuncture, massage therapy, spiritual and religious immersions, and nature explorations to achieve nirvana and a way of coping with life stresses. I too indulge in much of that, but at one time my major daily go-to activity for swaying into bliss had been solo bike riding. I never aspired to be a tournament bike rider. I wasn't into excessive speed or distance. My 3 to 5 mile forays had always fulfilled my need. No bike clubs or groupie occasions. Happiness was just me on my rolling wheels, an occasional change of scenery, and the exuberance of my freedom of movement. The words had been scratch into my psyche, and when I allow it, awaken my angst. I had given up bike riding temporarily, I vowed, because I had succumbed to a self-protective anxiety attacking my confidence and my questionable reflexes. For days I would stare at my bike each time I entered my garage, thinking, soon I will try it again, maybe just a short whirl down the driveway or a stop at the adjacent community. I wonder if the roofers in the community will remember me. I had often paused to engage them in conversation when their lunchtime coincided with my bike break. Maybe, even probably, their job is completed by now, and then my unruly mind would explode into unwinding the mysteries of the passing of time. Thoughts about the bike had begun to wither at about the same pace as the withering of time, but I had never given up the hope of returning to it some day. For me, the motion of the bike was just the right pace. The passing landscapes, although often familiar, held all kinds of mysteries which stirred my imagination, and my self-conversation provided all the soothing soulfulness I craved. Riding my bike has been a metaphor for all that I have held to be symbolic of living life on my own terms. For practical purposes, that word temporary means living in a fantasy world. As an ancient, such is often the box into which we land. We temporarily give up myriad activities accompanied by the weak hope of someday returning to them. However, on this day, I pulled my bike out of the garage and into the parking lot, along with my car. I reached on the shelf for the electric inflator, which I then plugged into the lighter of my running vehicle, and brought forth a low step stool to soften the effects of my arthritic back as I bent over to remove the screw tops into which the inflator cable pumped air. My fingers, despite their long-lost dexterity, eventually managed to unscrew each top successfully. After some time, what would have required 5 minutes of ordinary adult time was accomplished in totality in about 2 hours. I returned all parts to their rightful places as my bike remained with fully inflated tires, daring me to mount it. But by then the sun had quietly sneaked into the depths of the horizon, Eastern Standard Time not yet a day old. Certainly, I was not about to venture into the dark night on a vehicle that was, well, let's face it, unsteady. No harm to wait for another Florida sunshine day. Or another. Or another. So far, several days have passed. Honest, I have been legitimately busy. I am not at all ignoring my bike. Each time, just before sliding into my yellow car, I stop by my bike and talk into its ear, watching its deep orange colors vibrate in anticipation as I spew happy assurances that the day will soon arrive. Surely, I know, how very well I know, that it is now or never. And you can tell by the tone of my voice that I am reluctant to add to the mounting nevers. Tomorrow is the day. Copyright 2024, Emily Rosen. Emily Rosen, 97, lives in Boca Raton, Florida, where for over 20 years and until her 95th birthday, she instructed classes in memoir writing, publishing two anthologies of stories from her classes and the book, Who Am I? For two decades, until the local weekly newspaper folded in 2021, she wrote her column, Everything's Coming Up Rosen. Her travel and feature articles have appeared nationwide. She has worked as a copywriter, travel writer, columnist, elementary and community college teacher, mental health counselor, and owner of the now-defunct singing telegram company, Witty Ditty. Until January 2024, her poetry languished in the pages of a fat notebook, but some of it was recently released in Lingering Over a Long Life, Selected Poems from My Journey, available on Amazon.com. Visit her at EmilyRosen424.com. Thank you for listening to another 6-Minute Story. You can read them all in the 10 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's randelljones.com. There you can learn more about submitting your own story for consideration for our next Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.